6 Democratic candidates will meet to debate in Nevada tonight ahead of the state's caucuses on Saturday. And among them is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. This is the first debate he has qualified for, and he is sure to face challenges from his rivals, some of whom have said he is trying to buy the election. Let's bring in NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hello, Jeremy.
So first of all, before we get to this debate, I understand you have some new details about that NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll that came out yesterday, which, by the way, qualified Bloomberg for the debate because he needed another one above 10%. But you've got some new details about how people feel about socialism. And of course, the front runner in the race right now, Bernie Sanders, calls himself a democratic socialist.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We wanted to test just the favorability ratings of socialism versus capitalism, if things have changed, how people view them. And it's pretty stark and mirror images of each other that when it comes to socialism, just 28% of Americans have a favorable view of socialism. 58% said they have an unfavorable impression of it. And it was the opposite with capitalism. It was 57% positive with capitalism. And, you know, what's interesting about this is people might ask, well, why is Bernie Sanders on the rise if socialism is not, you know, seen as very popular? Mm-hmm. And I know there's a difference between, quote unquote, democratic socialism versus socialism, but it's not as big a liability in the Democratic primary because half of Democrats and 2/3 of progressives actually view socialism positively. You know, and when Sanders talks about this, he's talking about bringing in some of those European style policies like having health care as a basic universal right and free college.
Let's talk about the debate. Bloomberg is going to be the fresh face on tonight's stage, and voters have not heard much from him yet other than his multi-million dollar ad campaign. What is at stake for him tonight in an unscripted format?
There's a lot at stake. I mean, he has flooded the airwaves with his ads. He spent more than $300 to $400 million now on advertising across the country. And, you know, he's got to be able to live up to this image he's painted of himself. He's 78 years old. He hasn't been on a debate stage in 11 years. It takes a little while, as we've seen with some of these candidates, sometimes to kind of warm up at these debates. But he's got to come in and be a primetime player right away. There's no sort of, you know, ability for him to kind of have an okay debate or, you know, not do so great. You know, and Bloomberg has a reputation, you know, when he was New York mayor, he could be somewhat, you know, churlish at times, mm-hmm. You know, not the most friendly to everybody all the time. So how he comes across versus how these advertisements have made him look is going to be really interesting.
And what about Sanders? Is he going to have a target on his back tonight as well from some of his rivals who have seen him do so well in the first two early contests?
I'm going to be fascinated to watch how Elizabeth Warren interacts with Bernie Sanders because the two of them have had this sort of non-aggression pact. They're very lightly jabbed at each other over Medicare for All and their differences on it. But Warren, our polling is showing that she's the top second choice candidate among all of the candidates, but the lion's share of that comes from Bernie Sanders supporters. So she's got this roadblock in her way with Sanders, and she's at risk of having the movement leave her behind as she has been trying to forward it with Bernie Sanders this entire time.
And what about the other three who will be on stage tonight, Biden, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar? What do they have to do?
Yeah, I think that former Vice President Biden has been in a nosedive in this election. He finished 4th and 5th in Iowa and New Hampshire. That really puts a dent in his electability argument. He's got to do at least okay in the debate. I don't think he can help himself in the debate very much, but I think he can really hurt himself if he has a poor showing. You know, and Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, their momentum has seemed to sort of stall after these two overwhelmingly white states. While we now look at Nevada and South Carolina, which provide much more diverse electorates, they need to be able to show that they can, again, have strong showings at this debate so that they can win over or at least improve with voters of color.
Do you think that this debate is going to make a difference for voters on Saturday in Nevada?
It's always hard to predict. You know, sometimes debates have a small impression or don't make much of a difference. And then other times, like right before New Hampshire, we saw Amy Klobuchar have a strong debate and then did quite well. So we're going to, you know, I think debates are always important. Bloomberg is going to be at the center. How he deals with the incoming is going to be the most important thing to watch tonight.
It's NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.